May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. I have a question for you all. Would you rather have glory or mercy? Looking back to last week's gospel, when James and John are jockeying for positions of honor, and then hearing blind Bartimaeus call for mercy today, I have to wonder, who is actually able to see what Jesus is up to as he is on the way to Jerusalem? Is it the disciples for whom Jesus has been teaching and demonstrating that the kingdom of God is the way of love and compassion and justice? Remember, these are the guys, those 12 followers who have missed the point at almost every turn in the story, expecting Jesus to follow the all too human cultural narrative of self-interest and privilege. Or is it the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar on the side of the road, the one who trusts Jesus to do something different and unexpected? Jesus asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, this is the same question that he asked of James and John last week when they approached him and said, "Can we sit next to you in the kingdom?" Unlike James and John, Bartimaeus seeks nothing more than what Jesus comes to give him and us, healing and salvation. In a word, mercy. Would you rather have glory or mercy? When this question came to me early in the week, I thought I was writing a pretty straightforward sermon about discipleship. However, since then, the events of the week have intervened, and they demand something more in response. This week, we are in dire need of mercy. Two gunmen in separate instances, hundreds of miles apart, but with the same hatred in their hearts, have taken innocent lives. Another man sent bombs through the mail to over a dozen people. Lord, I'll take mercy today. Lord, show us how to have mercy, how to be mercy. Lord, show us how to embody mercy when vitriol and violence and evil are working overtime. Help us to remember that your mercy, Lord, has the power to heal and restore sight. This story of Bartimaeus being healed and his sight restored is the preamble to another story, one that we don't get to follow through to its conclusion. This other story is the story of Bartimaeus, the follower of Jesus. Interestingly enough, Bartimaeus, rather than being told to keep his miracle quiet, is allowed to just jump up and follow Jesus. Here's the tricky part, though. Bartimaeus is following Jesus along the way to Jerusalem, and we all know what happens there. This isn't a happy pilgrimage of hail fellows well met. Eventually, this band of disciples that Bartimaeus joins will see Jesus persecuted and executed. They will scatter in despair. Their hopes for a conquering Messiah will be dashed. But they will no longer be blind. Like Bartimaeus, the disciples will come to see with clarity who Jesus is when he appears to them back in Galilee, scarred but resurrected. This story of sight restored and a call to follow Jesus is our story too. It is so easy to feel overwhelmed by all the dark news and the stark realities that surround us. But we follow the one who faced down darkness, refused to play by the rules of violent empire. And he did this in order to restore our sight, to give us the lens of love through which we can see the world. I was visiting someone in the hospital in Greenville yesterday when I saw the reports of the terror attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. On my way home from the hospital, I listened to a recent episode of the podcast On Being by Krista Tippett. Senator Cory Booker was being interviewed and shared the story of an interaction that he had with an outspoken constituent. Mrs. Jones asked him to describe a neighborhood in Newark, New Jersey, where Senator Booker had lived when he was in law school. So Senator Booker talked about the crime, the drug dealers, the abandoned and decrepit buildings, and he says that Mrs. Jones checked him hard. She just said, "You need to understand that the world you see outside of you is a reflection of what you have inside of you. And if you're one of those people who only sees darkness, despair, that's all there's ever going to be. But if you see hope, opportunity, if you're stubborn enough to every time you open your eyes to see love and the face of God, then you can be a change agent here. You can make a difference. We've been given hope and the opportunity to see love. Our ability to see what God is up to has been restored in Jesus Christ. And we've been called to be change agents. We have been called to follow Jesus to Jerusalem and beyond. We follow the Prince of Peace who faced down the powers of military and economic empire without resorting to violence or force. We follow Jesus who teaches us that God is love and that our primary obligation to God is to return that love with all our heart and mind and strength by loving one another. We follow Jesus, and that means making another way of being in the world. Like Bartimaeus, we are called every time we open our eyes to see love and the face of God. We are called to the way that rejects hatred and violence whenever we can, however we can. To love our neighbors, to overcome evil by its opposite, to overcome division and isolation with community and solidarity, to answer despair with real, practical hope, to counter lies and disinformation with truth, to dispel apathy with responsibility and holding others accountable, to defeat violence with active peacemaking, to replace hate with love. That is the way of Jesus. Those are his actions that set us free from the bondage of evil. There's an exhortation that's been making the rounds, and I think it is apt for this occasion. Do not be daunted by the enormity of the world's grief. Do justly now. Love mercy now. Walk humbly now. You are not obligated to complete the work, but neither are you free to abandon it. These words have been attributed to Rabbi Rami Shapiro, and he took words from the Talmud and words from Scripture and words of wisdom. May the Son of David have mercy on us all, and may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.